Hey, everybody. Just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up. And he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things. And let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word Kate in. Thanks, you guys.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
This stuff is fabulous. Your commercials don't even do it justice. The energy, everything, it's just amazing. Even mental acuity, just to keep the mental acuity going and the strength. And I'm 68. I'm going to be 69 in a few months, and I feel like I'm 30. I really do. I feel good. In fact, people say, your skin looks so nice lately. Thank you. It's balance of nature. It's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
It is a controversial claim. A new study suggests the coronavirus doesn't just hijack our cells. In some cases, it can actually alter our DNA.
The researchers have found indirect evidence of this in a small number of tissues taken from patients, and their study caused a huge stir in the scientific community and a lot of questions. Could these DNA changes explain certain long hauler symptoms or autoimmune disease? Could these changes increase the risk of cancer?
It sounds scary. And maybe it is scary, but I think it's probably just a big nothing burger.
UC San Diego virologist Dr. Davey Smith says, hold on, we still don't have direct evidence of this happening in people. And even if it is, there's a good chance it's not a big deal. One thing is for certain, his study is prompting a whole lot more research. Derek Stahl, ABC 10 News.
Hi, and welcome to your Friday show. I love Friday shows. The terrific Dr. Sherry Tenpenny interview over these 2 hours today. In fact, if you missed the last hour, make sure and go on podcast for this before you listen to that before you listen to this on podcast, because this will be great. But she did spend a lot of time with me, and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been out there doing some marvelous work in speaking and researching, and happy to have her on the show. In fact, we talk a lot about, is it really COVID? The vaccines, what is shedding? Is that actually what's happening, or is it something else? And she's answering a lot of terrific questions, making a lot of terrific points today. So I'm really, really happy to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the show. And of course, the question was asked, is it really COVID, in continuation from our last hour? How do you know if it is COVID? And she had a friend that she asked this of. Here's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, drsherrytenpenny.com, by the way, for more information on Dr. Tenpenny.
Wow. So when you asked before, mm-hmm. what is the end game here? Well, mm-hmm. we need to get rid of a lot of these worthless eaters because it's messing up their global warming scenario, right? We're breathing and we're farting and,
yes.
you know, and so we're like contributing carbon dioxide to the environment. And they just can't have that from all these worthless eaters down here that are going to be unemployed by their robotics and their transhumanism system, right?
Right,
and
right.
So, you know, what better way than to mm-hmm. scam them mm-hmm. with no evidence whatsoever.
Right.
And have a death rate of less than 1%. And get people so fearful that they might get that. And, you know, even now, I just heard a story yesterday from a patient. They said, yeah, my neighbor, whoever, mm-hmm. so whatever relation was, you know, that their father was in his 50s and he just died of COVID, like really died of COVID. I said, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Did they really test him? Well, they said they told him it really was COVID because he had all the symptoms. Really? It could have been influenza A or B. How about that?
Right.
They have the same symptoms. Did they get a vitamin D level on them? Because the Indonesians have mapped out that if you have a vitamin D as in David, vitamin mm-hmm. D level greater than 30, mm-hmm. you have a less than 4% chance of going into the hospital and ending up in intensive care and dying. Did they get a vitamin D level? Did they treat them with zinc, and did they treat them as they first started to get sick, did they treat them with hydroxychloroquine and or ivermectin? Mm-hmm. Did they treat them with vitamin C and zinc?
Right.
Did they do anything to treat their blood and to try to identify did they do an iron level and find out if their ferritin level was off the roof and they need to do some gentle chelating to bring the iron levels down so it's not so toxic on their heart and their liver? Did they do any of that stuff? Oh, probably not. Oh, I get it. So they died of a COVID death. They labeled as COVID, but they actually died of medical malpractice. Nice.
Ooh, ouch. Ouch. And so if people know people that have both doses, their loved ones that would not listen to them, let's say, for instance, and we get to the fall, that's about the only thing we can do then to help protect them, to give them advice, to tell them, keep your D levels high. How can we protect them from their body going into that hyper autoimmune when the next illness comes or the next cold?
Well, Kate, as of right now, there's really nothing.
Oh, no.
You know, that we really, you know, I just did a big talk. I just got back from Sacramento. Mm-hmm. I was in Sacramento over the weekend and spoke at a really big conference out there. And we were talking about fear. Mm-hmm. We were talking about what does the Bible say about fear? Because as a matter of fact, there are 361 verses in the Bible that say, fear not.
Right.
One for every day of the year and leap year, even. 300 and so, but people decided to lean into their fear instead of leaning into God.
Yeah, I agree.
Pulled up a couple of Bible verses about what does the Bible say about defiling the temple?
Mm.
And it says very clearly that that the temple is the house of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And if you defile that temple, that there are serious consequences for defiling that temple. In fact, I'll read it to you right mm-hmm. here. It's 1 Corinthians 3:16. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. Mm-hmm. But so by your act of free will, mm-hmm. no matter how much evidence, no matter if people begged, pleaded, cried, you know, threatened, you know, yelled, screamed, whatever, prayed, whatever they did, and you went, yeah, whatever, and got your shot anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that try, if you left it all on the field of trying to get people to not do these shots and they did it anyways, then I believe truly that you, who tried so hard, need to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that, and to let go of the guilt, and say that they, of their own free will,
right.
chose to put trust in and worship this false idol called government, and depend on a pharmaceutical product, which by definition was made by the pharmakia, which are the sorcerers, by the same people who openly say the planet is too highly populated. And as hard as that is, and it may sound really harsh because these are people, this might be your spouse, your mm-hmm. children, your parents, your best friend. If you did everything that you possibly could to like coerce them and
right.
educate them and whatever, and they did it anyways, then you have to love them, bless them, pray
right.
for them, give them just basic things that could support their basic overall health. But you need to let go of your own guilt and let them go and turn them over to God. Because you did everything you could, and they did it anyways.
Well, I can't disagree with that. Absolutely. And we're going to see a lot more coming our way as everyone's going in for these multiple shots. So it'll be very interesting to see. You know, a lot of people have asked me these questions. Number one, is there one pharmaceutical company that's putting out a shot that would be, and I hate the word safer because none of it's safe, but safer than the rest?
No.
Okay.
They're all risk and no benefit. All risk and no benefit. If that's the one take-home message from this conversation we've had, mm-hmm. what I would say to people, all of them that are on the market and coming down the pipeline, they are all risk and no benefit. Because what are you trying to protect against? An infection with a less than 1% death rate. And guess what? People do die of infections. Yep. It's been happening ever since people have been on the planet. every year we get 60 to 70, sometimes 80,000 people that die of garden variety influenza. Mm-hmm. Do we get all this
right.
with
reaction.
Annual 80,000 deaths from influenza?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
So it's all risk, no benefit.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. There is some confusion on whether the body, what happens after the vaccine, does it actually not pick up a virus coming in, or does it go into hyper autoimmune? Does your body overreact, or does your body underreact and not do the things it would normally do, your immune system, to fight things off? So which is it? There's a lot of on both sides of that I've heard.
I think it's both.
Okay.
And I think it kind of depends. That's why, some people get the shot and they die immediately, mm-hmm. anaphylactic mm-hmm. shock, stroke, heart attack, or they die within a couple of days, right?
Okay.
And some people aren't going to get any of the side effects until months to maybe years later. Some of that, we believe, is that there are, we don't have any proof of this, mm-hmm. but we believe that there may be different recipes and different lot numbers that are being distributed across the country, because they have no liability. They can do whatever they want. They can put whatever they want in these things.
You're right.
And they don't have to be tracked appropriately. They just ship them out. Now, somebody somewhere knows where they're going. Mm-hmm. But there has been suspicions that by some letters that we've gotten from health departments that have said, oh, by the way, if you got the placebo shot, come back in and get the real one.
Jeez.
So we suspect that there's lots of placebo, like literally sterile water. Mm-hmm. We suspect that there are multiple different types of messenger RNAs that are being encoded into these. We suspect that perhaps the messenger RNA, as it's made in the plant, and is supposed to be transported at minus 70 degrees Fahrenheit, which, by the way, is colder than both the North and the South Pole, that in transient, things may change, the temperature may change, and there may be some modification that happens. We don't know. We do know from the Moderna patent that there are at least 20 or 30 different renditions that they are planning to make, and we can see that in the multiple different COVID shots that are being made. Mm-hmm. So does your body respond to normal coronavirus infection like we normally would? We don't know. We don't, and we don't know if your body's immune. We know your body's immune system has been co-opted, but we don't know to what degree. Think about it like in a classroom, mm-hmm. full of kids pre-COVID. Okay, that some kid comes in and has got strep throat,
right?
Fever, and he gets sent home. And there's 30 kids in the classroom. There might be four other kids that get strep throat. Why don't the rest of them?
You're right.
What about the kids that get like influenza? There's an outbreak of flu in like a classroom of 30 kids, mm-hmm. and like 10 of them go home sick with the flu, and the other 20, they're fine.
Or my spouse I share a bed with did not get the flu when I had it a few years ago.
Different immune systems, different uh-huh. genetics, different supplements that people take, different foods that they take. And that's where I think this is important. This is an important discussion, this mm-hmm. topic, because the pharmaceutical industry and the entire medical industry would look at all humans as one size fits all, as if they literally are mannequins in a store window, and that they would behave exactly the same way mentally, emotionally, physically, and probably spiritually too. But for sure, mentally, emotionally, and physically, it's very important. They look at us like a bunch of mannequins.
More with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny when I return. She's great, isn't she? She's bringing up a lot of points that haven't even been brought up. DrSherryTenpenny.com. So much information there to look at. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
But now, call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh,
hi, welcome back. Kate Daly Show, Sherry Tenpenny, my guest, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And, of course, what a wonderful doctor she is, drsherrytenpenny.com. Make sure you go to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. Get the supplement. What are you waiting for? 31 fruits and vegetables. You just can't go wrong. And I've enjoyed this supplement so much, and so has my family, that I just have to tell you about it. I'm telling you, I haven't found another supplement that packs as much in as this supplement. So please, by all means, try it. Try it. You don't have anything to lose. Just try it and let your body feel the effects of such a wonderful food supplement in a time when our food supply is just, well, it's at an all-time low. And in nutrients, and we really need this for our bodies to keep up with what's coming. My guest, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, onward with our interview that we did, that we had to pre-record, of course, due to time restraints. But man, she has so much to say about what shedding is and about endgame and everything else. Here's more with Sherry.
So if you lined up 100 mannequins and you injected them all, they would expect those 100 mannequins to behave in all the same way.
Right.
They don't look at us as individually. Think about it. In the vaccine industry, it's the only area of all of medicine. You know, and I've been a physician, practicing physician since 1985. It's the only area of medicine that if somebody has a bad reaction, like with a child, that you do not take a medical history and to take into consideration if the mom and or the dad had had a serious adverse reaction to shots when they were a kid.
Boom. Interesting. Wow.
So that child would have a genetic susceptibility from one or both of those parents to have a bad reaction. But what does the medical industry do? They treat all those children like one size fits all. They all get the same shots. They all get them in the same dose. If it's a 10-pound baby or a 2-pound baby, they get them all the same dose. They get them on the same schedule. They get the same ones, and they get them in the same order because they're all treated like a series of mannequins.
Boy, I've never really looked at it that way. You're right. You're absolutely right. As far as infertility, this question comes up a lot. The SM-102, the fifth ingredient in Moderna's vaccine, is all about infertility. Even says it's not fit for human use or veterinary use. But besides that, that infertility is obviously part of SM-102, that chemical. How much of what's in the vaccines do you feel is going to affect fertility?
No idea, because we don't really know everything that's in the vaccines. And why did that ingredient suddenly pop to the forefront 6 months after the fact?
Right.
Was it not there before and it is now?
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
It's meaning changing the recipe.
Right.
Ouch. You know, and how did that suddenly come about, and who found it, and that sort of thing? That's a big enigma to me. I mean, because I've been looking at this stuff and reading the package, the inserts, and reading the patents and all that stuff since March of last year. Never saw that.
Right. You're right. Absolutely. And the fact that on the fact sheet themselves, on the FDA website, it says if you are wanting to have children, do not take this shot, amongst all, you know, seven other items that would preclude you from, you know, taking it. I thought that was interesting that they put that out there on the fact sheet itself on Pfizer and Moderna.
Also know that, you know, all roads lead to the spike protein, right?
Right.
And we do know that the spike protein that's on the surface of a coronavirus, how it actually works, is it's like the key that unlocks the door and the lock to get inside your cell. So the spike protein is the key, and on the surface of your cell and your organs is something called the ACE2 receptor. So think about that as the lock, and the spike protein is the key.
Okay.
So the spike protein binds to the ACE2 receptor and unlocks it and opens the door and allows the virus to get inside the cell and start to replicate. That's what coronavirus infection looks like, normal coronavirus infection. So now we're injecting these products to generate a spike protein, and the spike protein can bind to ACE receptors, the ACE2 receptors. We know there are ACE2 receptors on the surface of sperm. We know there's ACE2 receptors on the surface of eggs. And what happens if that spike protein binds to the ACE2 receptor on the surface of the sperm? Right. Well, we don't really know that because nobody's really studied it. But we, you know, does it just become like a carrier? Does it sit on the surface of that sperm? And if you have sex with your partner, that gets deposited in the vagina. Does that spike protein go inside the sperm and change the genetics? Does that spike protein go inside the sperm and disrupt the mitochondria in the sperm, making it so that it's immobile? You have sperm, but they don't move. They're immobilized because it's the mitochondria that gives the energy to the little tail on the end of the sperm to propel it up from the vagina into the fallopian tubes. Does it kill? Because we know the spike protein causes damage to the mitochondria. Do we know any of these things? Well, hell no. We don't know any of those things. We never studied them. I mean, why would we do that? Why would we want to know the answer to those things? Because after all, if we're going to depopulate all those people from the top, we certainly don't want to fill the bucket back up from the bottom. We need to get rid of that stuff too. So this whole thing about Pfizer's approval of 12 to 15-year-olds, what happens at 12 years of age?
You're right.
Little girls go into puberty.
Right.
So did anybody bother to do a study to look at what if the girls had already started their periods when they were 10, 9, 10, 11 years old? When they get the shot, does it stop?
Ooh.
If they're 12 years of age and they get the shot and they haven't started their periods, does it ever start?
Wow.
In these little boys that are getting these shots, you know, we've seen swollen and tender testicles. We've seen horrible rashes on the outsides of scrotum in the adult males that are getting these shots. Mm-hmm. Do we know what those shots are going to do to the sperm and to the Sertoli cells and to the Leydig cells inside the testicles of these little 12-year-old boys that are getting the shot? Are they ever going to be able to develop into young men? Will they develop body hair and facial hair and muscles and voice changes and all the things that happen and the growth spurt that all these things that happen to little boys when they go through puberty? Do we know? Well, hell no. Nobody looked at that.
Nobody
and
wants to.
What are we doing? Are we neutering these little girls and these little boys to make them be the gender neutral set human beings that we are actually wanting all of humanity to be? No pronouns. We can't use her or him or she or her or she or he or him. I mean, I'm telling you, what did I read somewhere? There's like 67 different genders or some crazy thing like that.
Yes.
So is this the way that we are now going to move humanity, not only into the transhumanism movement, but we're going to start attacking these children so they grow up literally gender neutral?
No, it's an interesting thought. I mean, and oddly enough, when they are diagnosing, I use air quotes, COVID, they only say male or female. That is interesting. But anyway, the 27, 55, whatever it is, you're right. And are we turning them into that? That's an interesting thought. I also wanted to ask you about shedding, because a lot of people are having symptoms now.
Yeah, well, we've made a really, really, really big deal about stopping calling it shedding.
Okay.
You know, because shedding is a real thing that has to do with real live viruses. And I've used this example a lot. If I got a chickenpox vaccine, which is attenuated chickenpox viruses, and that's injected into my body, and those viruses, some of them became reactivated as they're in 98.6 temperature, my normal body temperature, and I cough or sneeze or breathe on you, and you're susceptible to that shedding of that whole virus, then you would contract that and develop chickenpox.
Right.
You don't get the measles, you don't get mumps, you don't get the flu, you get chickenpox.
Specifically.
That's viral shedding. Well, in these shots, first of all, there's no whole virus to shed.
Right. No COVID.
There are little pieces of genetic material. And something is transmitted to the next person, and what that transmission involves is that they get blood clots and clots in their brain, in their lungs, and they start bleeding. They get nosebleeds. They get vaginal bleeding. I got a call from a friend last night that said, I've had regular periods my entire life. I've been bleeding for 23 days. It's heavy, and what do I do to stop it?
Wow.
I had another friend, you know, that suddenly had horrible headaches, ended up with clots in their head. I mean, something is transmitting. It's not shedding. We think it may even have something to do with 5G and a frequency that's attaching to the protein. Mm-hmm. We've yet to, now here's the thing. We've only been talking about this for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know what it is. We don't know how to stop it. We don't know how to prevent other people from getting it. We don't know why it's being transmitted to some people and not another, but we are seeing, we've had tens of thousands of reports of women with irregular menstrual bleeding, with nosebleeds,
with clotting,
postmenopausal women. We had a case report of a 22-month-old who had spent the weekend with her grandparents. Both had had the shots and came home and started having vaginal bleeding and passing clots, a 22-month-old.
What?
We've seen 3- and 4-year-old kids that, with reports that they came home from daycare with blood in their pants and it was not sexual abuse. You know, but the teachers had had injections.
Right.
And so it's all age groups. Again, and I know everybody's scared and everybody's wanting an answer and they're wanting a solution and everybody wants to run to the next thing. Like this whole thing about pine needle tea has become like this whole big thing. Everybody wants to, you know, how do I get it? What do I use it for? Well, I don't know.
Right.
Does it even really work?
Who knows?
And there's an expression in medicine that says, when something new comes to market, you should not be the first person on the bandwagon. And you should not be the last person to join the parade, which means give it a little time. Let's see if it does anything good or bad. I mean, everybody's scrambling because, again, what are they doing, Kate?
Yeah.
They're falling into fear.
Right.
And instead of taking that fear to the Lord and saying, you know, Lord, please detox me and remove the spirit of fear from me. Let me put my health, my safety, the safety of my family, the safety of my children. Let them put the blood of Jesus across me. Let the Holy Spirit guide me and protect me. Wrap me in protection. Do what things you can do, like take the appropriate vitamins, take ivermectin, take hydroxychloroquine, do those sorts of things, but and then give it up. Stop worrying about it.
No, I'm right there with you. I feel like I'm right there with you. And then ivermectin versus hydroxychloroquine, which is better? What do you think? What would you want
to
have on hand?
I'm recommending both actually to my patients.
Okay.
I'm saying that for prophylaxis, hydroxychloroquine somewhere between 200 and 400 milligrams once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if you're above 130 pounds, you know, 125, 130 pounds or greater, 400 milligrams once a week, under that, 200 milligrams once a week, alternating with ivermectin at 0.2 milligrams per kilo every other week. So like, for example, you would take hydroxychloroquine in a given month on, say, like week 1 and week 3, and you would take ivermectin on week 2 and week 4.
Okay.
If you start to get sick, I would say that you start increasing your ivermectin and you take one a day until you feel better.
Okay. All right. And then,
in addition to that, vitamin D. And people should all get their D levels tested, and particularly especially African American people really need to know what your D level is.
Okay. I will be right back. More with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on today's Friday show. Wow, what an interview. I hope this sparks a lot of moments where you go, oh, I didn't think of that. Very interesting. I hope you pass this along to a friend, too. Go to katedallyradio.com for the podcast and the full uncut interview. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Make the world go away.
Oh, you know I had to play this. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure and go to MyPillow.com, help this show, and also get wonderful products. Also, MyPillow.com, put in the code KATE. Get up to 40% off. And, of course, get fabulous products. You're just going to love the products. I was just so blown away. And then, of course, Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is just amazing. Make sure you get over to BalanceofNature.com. Use the code KATE. Get 35% off and free shipping. You just can't go wrong. These are just wonderful, wonderful products. I wouldn't talk about them on the air if they weren't. Nobody tells me what to say. I'm going to share with you all the good news. So the website now will have comment sections for you to go to on katedalyradio.com. Make sure that you go there for the show notes every day, and I will list the guests, the books, the websites, all the information usually you email me about will be on the Kate Daly Show website under show notes each day. So I hope hopefully you'll enjoy that and can add your comments to that as well. My guest, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, on what you should be doing, the protocols for COVID-19, especially even if you're Hispanic, if you are Black, if you are whatever skin tone you have, really, too, can talk a lot about your health.
A large portion of the African American population, and possibly the Hispanic population, too, because mm-hmm. they're darker skinned, mm-hmm. They're all low in vitamin D. And vitamin D, low vitamin D, particularly in the African American population, lends itself to diabetes, obesity, and hypertension. So, when I see African Americans in my practice, that's the first thing. I don't care what's wrong with them. It's the first thing I wonder about. And I'll tell you, unless they are taking supplemental D on a regular basis, mm-hmm. I usually, when they test them, we find their vitamin D levels in single digits.
Yeah, I tested and I was under 25.
Yeah, which is bad.
Which is bad.
It should be somewhere between 80 and 100.
Ooh, okay. Good to know.
Zinc, you can even get a blood level on zinc. It should be somewhere between 7 and 10. Mm-hmm. And we're recommending 25 milligrams of zinc plus 1 milligram of copper daily for prevention. Mm-hmm. If you if you start in quercetin, mm-hmm. Quercetin, which is a plant-based antioxidant, 500 milligrams a day. Vitamin D is usually around 5,000 IUs a day, plus about 100 or so micrograms of vitamin K, unless you're on Coumadin.
Okay.
The only contraindication to ivermectin is Coumadin, pregnancy, and breastfeeding.
Okay. Very interesting.
No other drug interactions that we know of. It's such a low, low dose. Mm-hmm. It seems to really, really work well. We know from the big studies in Peru that they did 9 million people. Mm-hmm. They put everybody on ivermectin. It dropped their hospitalization rate by more than 85%. And then they had a change in their government, and they stopped giving free ivermectin to the population, and the hospitalization rate and the death rate started to skyrocket.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it really, really, really does work. The other difference between hydroxychloroquine does have, potential for mm-hmm. cardiovascular interaction. But at the dose that we've been recommending, I think the risk, it might be real for people that have cardiovascular issues. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's really unbelievably low. Because okay. Hydroxychloroquine is the generic name for the drug Plaquenil. And Plaquenil has been on the market and used for decades.
15 years,
for people taking 400 milligrams every single day. And this is 400 milligrams once every other week.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, the dose is really super small. Now, the other thing, when you first start to get sick, hydroxychloroquine only works if you take it within the first 72 hours of onset of symptoms.
Okay.
Ivermectin, on that big studies that they did in Peru, what they showed was that you can start taking ivermectin up to 11 days after onset of symptoms and have pretty good results from it.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it's got more flexibility, less side effects.
Would you recommend maintenance on those two that you talked about, the kind of the weekly or biweekly or whatever? Would you recommend that for anyone a certain age and over, just for preventative then?
I would probably recommend the ivermectin for even kids down to, even for kids.
Okay.
I mean, down to probably 50 pounds.
Interesting. Okay.
And so, we're actually working with a compounding pharmacy here to try to develop something, because it's dosed at 0.2 milligrams mm-hmm. per kilogram. Mm-hmm. So if you're dosing it like that, you should be able to do it younger. Now, here's the thing, though, is the kids don't get this infection.
Right.
So 50 pounds is probably maybe a 10-year-old, mm-hmm. around in that sort of age group, like 8 to 10. And parents are all concerned about that for prevention for their kids. Just give them zinc and C and D. That's just for overall health.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Because people are not getting, they don't get this infection. They just don't do it.
You're right.
And that's why these injections for these kids is just murder. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Final question for you. I've just loved this hour with you. It's been amazing. I really appreciate it. Have we ever seen, I'm calling it shedding because I don't, for lack of a better word of what we're
seeing. Call it transmission.
Transmission. There you go. As far as transmission, have you ever seen anything like this in all your years as a doctor? Have you ever seen anything like this? And given the fact, on top of everything, that there is no live virus in this, so it's not a typical vaccine at all. It's not a vaccine at all. But have you ever seen the reaction from people that are not vaccinated and medically what's going on with people out there? Have you ever seen anything like this?
No, and that kind of like comes full circle to what I was saying about the transmission. With shedding, if you shed chickenpox viruses, you get chickenpox. With transmission, you don't get COVID.
Right.
COVID is sore throat, fever, cough, shortness of breath. Some people lost taste and smell. You don't get COVID. You get bleeding and blood clots and heaven only knows what, heart attacks because all kinds of other cardiovascular things. So this is a transmission of something yet to be determined causing an adverse event. It's not shedding of something that's going to cause you to get the same infection. I shed chickenpox viruses, you get chickenpox. You don't get anything else.
Fantastic
I transmit
point.
Something from this COVID shot. And you don't get COVID, you get something else. Has this ever happened before? Never, because it's a totally experimental. We're injecting stuff in people that we've never done before. No long-term studies. And Lord knows that as a general population here in America, probably North America in general, we have the most unhealthy people maybe in the whole world.
Right.
That they're on polypharmacy, they smoke, they drink heavily, they're obese. And so they're already more susceptible to this shedding phenomenon than anything else that we've ever seen.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you. This has been so informative. I really appreciate you joining me. All of our interviews have just been outstanding. And I have to say this one, most intriguing as well. And I really appreciate all the research you're doing. I don't know how many times you get thanked for all the research, all the interviews, the endless interviews. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it.
It's what God told me to do back in 2002. When I said, Lord, why did you give me this to do? Why didn't you give me Tony Robbins, go team rah-rah, And I heard in my spirit God say to me, because you're willing to do the work.
Well, I really appreciate you.
So it's what I do.
Yep.
And it's, and I feel like it's like as in the days of Noah, right?
Right.
And so many people have been, we've tossed God out of our country. We got him out of the church and we got him out of the schools and we stopped prayer in schools and in the abortion industry that started and all the things that we have worked really hard as Americans to get God out of our country for since the 60s.
Yes.
And so where we are now is,
Yeah.
We either need to repent as a nation or we're going to be experiencing God's wrath.
No, I absolutely appreciate that. I just had a guest on that talked about the fact that, hey, why do you think everyone had to be wiped out? Why do you think there was in the flood? Why do you think there was no coming back? Were we messing with DNA? Were we doing all of these kinds of things that we're doing right now where we couldn't come back from it? Because once you start down that road of all these those injections, can you come back from it? And I thought it posed a very interesting question spiritually and everything else. I mean, you have to look at that. Why were we wiped off the face of the earth at that time?
Well, we do know that, when you read the Bible closely and it talks about the abominations to God, one of the other, serious abominations, and again, I don't have much tolerance for snowflakes these days, is a close look at homosexuality.
Right.
I mean, it was the reason that God smashed and got rid of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
And it was rampant in the days of Noah. And when Moses came down out of the mountain, what did they do? They had started rebuilding a temple to Baal and sacrificing their children and men marrying men and women marrying women. And we've now put that as a okay thing in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We're now having homosexual preachers and priests and it's an abomination. And so, God's word is pretty clear. So one last thing I really want to say for those that are listening to that is that, with God, all things are possible, all things, not some things, not like maybe kind of sort of things, but all things. And so if we lean on, if you have actually, because I feel like we're going to see here in the next Oh, between now and the fall, Kate, we're going to start starting to see lots of people dying from these shots.
Right.
And we're going to start, the more that we do this and all the interviews that you do and your guests and the stuff that I do, which is endless, and to larger and larger audiences, we're going to start seeing people go, oh, man, you know, I was one of the first people that got those shots. And, boy, I wish I'd have known then what I know now. What can I do? Well, for right now, as of today, nothing. From a physical perspective, there's no detox, there's no herb, there's no vitamin, there's no supplement, there's no medication, there's no nothing that's going to go and undo the damage you did by injecting this stuff and changing your DNA. But if we go with 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse our bodies.
Interesting.
What other word can you say about these shots except them for them being unrighteous and unholy and contaminating the temple? So if we confess our sins, he is faithful to and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I love it in the Bible when it says all or never. I just love it.
Right.
All unrighteousness, right?
Right.
So this is, so for people that are listening, that's 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And if you really repent with a really, truly remorseful heart for what you've done to of your own free will and relying on fear and the pharmakia, and whatever's coming out of that black box sitting across your room over there, instead of relying on God, that perhaps, you know, the Lord is just to forgive your sins. And if you truly want to repent, I think this is your one chance, is to stand on the Word of God.
Well, inspiring words. Thank you very, very much for that. DrTenPenny.com, DrTenPenny.com for more. There could have been so much more. We could have talked for hours today. And I really appreciate you. And I appreciate you saying that at the very end, too, because people need to hear it. They need to hear it. So thank you for that.
You're welcome, Kate.
Thank you, Sherry. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She really is a great voice out there. You know, I was thinking back to a show I did probably in the summertime. I think it was maybe July. And I came across some information about Sarah Gilbert. Sarah Gilbert was the Oxford Vaccine Center's gal that ran this. It was run by the Jenner Institute and Oxford Vaccine Group. And I wanted to add this into today's broadcast because, let me just tell you, she started working on the developing of the vaccine. She worked for Bill Gates and to prevent COVID-19, but she started working on it January 20th, 2020. And on the patents is Professor Sarah Gilbert, and not the actress. And of course, Professor Adrian Hill, all of these individuals, Professor Teresa Lamb, there's about six individuals on the patents for this vaccine. In fact, in the news, it actually said that she woke up in the middle of the night and she just had this get sit up and think feeling came over her in the very first days of 2020. When we weren't even talking about this in the press, we were talking about impeachment, remember? In 2020. And she said, I just started thinking about the appropriate response to disease X. This is her words. I'm quoting her. How could we mobilize and focus our resources to go more quickly than we'd ever gone before? And then disease X arrived. Now, keep in mind, it didn't actually arrive yet. We weren't even talking about it over here until the very end of January. Okay. And she said, once the genome sequence of severe acute respiratory syndrome called SARS-CoV-2 became available in mid-January, Gilbert's team then set forth to work on theoretically the goal to being to design a vaccine and to have a paper published showing what was possible in terms of rapid response to an unknown outbreak using our adenoviral vectored vaccine technologies, she said. How did they start working on something they didn't even know what it was? It hadn't even been presented yet. In fact, worldwide, only five people had died at that time. How'd they know?